I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1257. You got one shot. It's easy to think that we've got lots of time and we'll have lots of opportunities to do this or say that or accomplish the other thing, but maybe not. I spent most of this morning talking to a dear brother who is about to die. He's ready. He's blessed many lives, but yet there's still more he wished he could do. The old saying is true. We have one life. It will soon be passed, and only what's done for Christ will last. You got one shot. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love God, heart, soul, mind, strength, in other words, everything, with all you got, in your one shot. In the book, Heavenly Rewards, Living with Eternity in Sight, the author tells this story. The famed Buffalo Bill Wild West Show performed throughout Europe during the final years of the 19th century, and landed in Berlin, Germany in 1899. The German people, like others in Europe, turned out by the thousands to see the Wild West Show. A smashing hit wherever it went, the show featured several entertainers with star power, but none was more compelling than Annie Oakley. Standing less than 5 feet tall, Oakley was known as Little Sure Shot, a name she was given by Sitting Bull. She beat any male sharpshooter who dared to challenge her. Oakley had many amazing sharpshooting tricks as a part of her act. These included shooting through playing cards she tossed up in the air. Another was to shoot a metal coin tossed in the air about 25 yards away. Another Oakley staple act was to look into a mirror and shoot an apple placed behind her. She was among the earliest female superstars in show business. One demonstration that was part of Annie's routine was shooting the ashes off the tip of a large lit cigar held in someone's mouth. The act would start with Oakley asking for a volunteer from the audience. Typically, as you can imagine, no one would volunteer, so her husband, Frank Butler, who was planted in the audience, would step forward for the exhibition. When the Wild West Show was in Berlin, Annie made her usual request for the cigar trick. This time, someone did stand up to volunteer. It was none other than the newly crowned German Emperor, Kaiser Wilhelm II. Before anyone in his entourage could talk the emperor out of it, Kaiser Wilhelm II stood up, took out a cigar, and put it in his mouth. Annie Oakley knew quite well what she had gotten herself into. The Kaiser put the cigar in his mouth, ash at the end of it, and Oakley took aim with her Colt 45. She pulled the trigger, the shot was fired, and the ash ripped off the cigar just a few inches in front of the Kaiser's face. About 15 years later, Kaiser Wilhelm II plunged the world into the mayhem of World War I. After the start of the war, Annie Oakley sent the Kaiser a letter, asking for the opportunity to take a second shot. She never received a reply. Like Annie Oakley, when it comes to our lives here on Earth, we only get one shot. There are no dress rehearsals, no do-overs, no mulligans. We must take dead aim at our one shot to make it count, because when this life is over, we'll all face the judgment, Hebrews 9:27 tells us. Though life here on earth is brief, it counts for all eternity. As Tim Chester notes, our life is but a moment, a breath. It's a tick of the clock, a blink of the eye, a click of the fingers. You get one life, one chance, and there's no replay, no rewind. Don't live for the moment. Live for eternity. Here's the great question. What's the one shot you don't want to miss in your life? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we journey through this life, we recognize the precious opportunities you place before us to make a difference in the lives of others. We come to you with gratitude for the chance to be vessels of your love and compassion. Guide us, O Lord, to be vigilant and attentive to the moments that you've extended to us, to offer a helping hand, a kind word, or provide a listening ear. May we not overlook the significance of these encounters, for sometimes we only have one shot to create a lasting impact. Grant us wisdom to discern your divine appointments and the courage to step forward in faith. Fill our hearts with empathy and understanding that we may truly connect with those whose paths intersect with ours. May your grace empower us to shine your light brightly in this world, reflecting your boundless love and grace. Thank you, Lord, for entrusting us with the privilege to touch lives that make a difference. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1258. And in the meantime, There will never be another today. There are people you will meet, conversations you will have, and opportunities that will never come again. In our T2G lives, let's make it count. You got one shot.